Hello, my name is Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, and I'm your guest host here on Delaware State of the Arts, listening to us on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. And today I am pleased to have with me Brandy Bay-Neal, who is the Artistic Director of Christina Cultural Arts Center, as well as Richard Raw, who is a Delaware hip-hop artist and activist. And so thank you both for being here.
No problem.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. So, I want to talk to Richard first, Brandy, only because I want to segue into the program that he's involved with at Christina as well. So, Richard, we were talking about April being National Poetry Month. So I want to get your sense of, as an artist, how do you relate to, you know, poetry as a medium?
Yeah, so, I mean, when you say rap, you're saying rhythm and poetry. So we are poets, and we just use rhythm to express ourselves through the art of poetry. And so you'll see metaphor, simile, you'll see the same kind of tools that are used in poetry in the rap art form. So I believe that those two are tied together and married together. Probably we'll go back into some of the most dynamic poets. They're called the Last Poets and Gil Scott-Heron. I think they were able to bridge the gap between what was considered poetry and spoken word and rap. So I think that those artists were able to take their poetry and add like African drums. And from there, it just became expansive and we added, you know, hip hop beats to it. So it's inseparable. I don't think you talk about one without talking about the other.
Your work has a really positive message to it, which I think is really great. And that's basically what you're all about, right? Is you're about spreading positive imagery and positive messaging. And do you feel like that was your responsibility? How do you work that into what you do?
I mean, my music reflects everyday life. And so I think there are so many needs within society. And so for me, in particular, my community in general, I just wanted to highlight the positivity within our community, because oftentimes when you hear about our community in the news media oftentimes does a poor job highlighting the positives. It's always been the negative. And our communities have such beauty and such creativity. And I just want to highlight that. And I think that's a part of the story that hasn't really been told in a way. I think that, you know, the negative stories are the ones that make the headlines and people feed into, but those positive stories need to be placed out there in the atmosphere as well.
Yeah, well, you do a wonderful job of it, and I appreciate the work that you do. And one of the things that you do to share that messaging and to pass it on to others is you work in Christina Cultural Arts Center and a program called Heart Under the Hoodie.
Yeah.
And I love the work that you do there. Brandy, do you want to talk a little bit about that program and how you work with Richard there and what you do?
Absolutely. Heart Under the Hoodie is actually one of my favorite programs that we offer at Christina Cultural Arts Center. The program is led by our education director, Shashika Edwards. The program director's name is Tyrone Harper. And what it is a free youth violence prevention after school program. We came up with the concept of Heart Under the Hoodie following the senseless murder of young Trayvon Martin. And it was created to give teenagers and young preteens ages 9 to 14 a safe haven after school that where they can engage in arts and educational activities to empower them for a brighter tomorrow. So not only do we have our illustrious partnership with Richard Raw, but we also offer music class. All the students that participate in the program learn the piano. We have dance. The students are in hip hop dance. They have weekly yoga sessions. They engage in a practice called urban improv, where they use improvisation games in order to address social, emotional conflict resolution and other issues that impact them as a young teen. We have field trips. And not just regular field trips, but field trips that create an atmosphere for family bonding and deepening lifelong friendships. The Heart Under the Hoodie program has a drumline. They recently performed during the MLK Oratorical Contest and brought the house down. So just a lot of great engaging activities to allow them to explore their creative side and be passionate about something, anything. That's really, really important to our youth right now. And that's why it's so fitting that we have such a sustained partnership with Richard Raw, because he is a perfect example of turning your creativity and turning your works of art into something that is not only profitable, but something that can open doors for others as well.
I think it's just such an inspiring program. I'm so glad that you continue to do it. Richard, when you talk with the HUH kids, what are some of the things that you tell them as a poet and as an artist? What are some of the things you connect with them about to get them started and get them inspired?
I mean, everyday conversations. It's interesting because one of the things that we start out with is we ask a few questions. Who am I? Where do I come from? What are my goals? And sometimes you sit and you talk to our students, our children, and you find no one has ever asked them that kind of question. And I think that's unfortunate that we have to do a better job at engaging our children in a different way. So those are some of the first questions I ask, because when they're about to create music, they're creating music from the soul, from the heart. So you have to understand who you are. And if you don't understand who you are, you're apt to adopt anything that may seem like it's appealing. So for us, it's really about getting them to understand who they are, where they come from, what are their goals and aspirations. That's that's the starting point. If you don't know yourself, it's very difficult for you to create and put something out that represents you when you don't know who you are. So a sense of history, where they come from in terms of history, they have to understand historically where they come from. And I think, you know, the institution, I just believe that our institutions, for whatever reason, has not been able to take on that challenge. So I think in places like Christina Cultural Arts, where culture is named in the actual name of the institution, I think that's where our children should come and get fed with the rich history about who they are. The complaints we often get is we learn about Dr. King and Rosa Parks, and after that, we don't know anything else. And so teaching them the Nguzo Saba, which are the principles of Kwanzaa, introducing them to African modalities and spiritual systems, I think all of that is to open them up, even if they aren't going to maintain all of what we give. But if they become some foundational things that help them grow, then, you know, That's what we do.
And who inspires you, Richard? Where do you get your inspiration as an artist?
Everyday people. You know, I'm not really inspired by glamour and glitz. I'm inspired by the mother who is doing a hell of a job taking care of her family in dire circumstance. And so she doesn't have a lot, but she has this inner fortitude to continue to do the best that she can. That's my inspiration. The person that's working on a sanitation yard, just doing the best that they can and doing a hell of a job at it. That's what inspires me. So I'm not really inspired by the famous artist. I'm actually not into the fame. A lot of people don't know, like when you see me outside of the stage, I'm reserved. Because I'm guarded. I don't really, if you ever notice, you're like, well, this is a calm guy. On stage, he transforms. So that's how I am. And I'm not inspired by, you know, these famous artists and what they do. It's the everyday people that I always have to think about. And that's where I came from. And I always think about, you know, that particular group of people and how beautiful their stories are that aren't really highlighted.
I think that's a very inspiring place to come from. And I think more people should think about it that way too. I think that's a great message to pass along to the community and to the youth too. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
Brandy, before I get to you, I want to take a moment to remind all of our listeners that you are here listening to Delaware State of the Arts on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Today, I'm talking with Brandy Bay Neal, the Artistic Director of Christina Cultural Arts Center, and Richard Raw, hip-hop artist and activist here in Wilmington, Delaware. So, Brandy, what do you think of when you're putting together these programs? What inspires you the most as a person in the arts, as an artist yourself? What do you look at to gain your inspiration to put all of these things on at Christina?
Wow. Michelle, that's a really, really good question. First, being the artistic director is not an easy job, especially when you are in a space that has so many great and talented artists. I think what I think of is similar to what Richard was talking about. A big portion of what we do at Christina Cultural Arts Center is we change the trajectory of a child's life through access, whether that is to art classes, to exploring career pathways, to quality education, or what I like to call artistic experiences. Mm-hmm. So I think when I'm thinking about what events we should have at Christina, I'm definitely first, number one, looking at some of that homegrown talent that needs a platform to share their gifts with the world. That is definitely one of the top things that I'm looking for. Secondly, I'm looking for what is going to speak to that mother, what event or program is going to appeal to the single mother who's working hard, doing what she can to make sure her children get the best in life? What event is going to give that sanitation worker a night off so that he can have fun and enjoy quality music with people who are like-minded and enjoy it as well? So definitely, just like Richard said, looking at our community and seeing if there is a need, and if so, what it is, and what type of art can we do to address that need. Right now, we're preparing for our student showcase recital, and the theme is healing hearts through the arts. We have spent the last couple of years in inner and outer turmoil due to the onslaught of this pandemic. But one thing as an artist that I can say that has been consistent is art.
That's true. That's
somehow, some way, right? The music has gotten better. It's something about that art in all types that is a transformative experience. So I think about the community that we are in. I think about the community who needs access to those experiences, and I ask, but how can we create a transformative experience? That's always the big overall question.
I love the way that you are so thoughtful about your programming. You really are. And in conversations that I've had with you offline, it's always been very thoughtful, your process, and I appreciate that. So thank you for doing that. Brandy, I know that you also have some sort of poetry and literary related programs that are coming up at Christina. Do you want to talk a little bit about those too?
Absolutely. We will be partnering with Delaware Shakespeare, also known as Del Shakes, to be putting on a poetry slam. Local poets from the Christina Cultural Arts Center community will be working with staff at Delaware Shakes to come up with a piece that reflects the themes, characters, and plots of the Shakespeare play, The Tempest. So that event is coming up. I'm always super excited to see creativity move through spoken word. I'm a spoken word artist myself. I always joke and say I'm not practicing, because don't ask me the last time I wrote a poem. But I will say, this is my quick shout out. April 23rd, Richard Raw is going to be in concert at Christina. And my sole purpose is to go there and be inspired. So I might come out of retirement after I feel the music and the inspiration. But with that Delaware Shakespeare Poetry Slam is happening at Christina in the Clifford Brown Performance Center on June 21st at 6 p.m. What you're going to see is a response from a diverse group of poets to the themes, plot, and characters of that play. So I don't want anyone to say, oh, the Cultural Center is doing Shakespeare. I want you to come for yourself and see this going back to that word transformative, this transformative experience and how these young, diverse poets are taking words that were written centuries ago and bringing them to today in a current creative way.
Richard, you had also done a commission with the Delaware Art Museum.
Yes, we just did a commission.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about that really quickly?
Yeah. So that was amazing. It was almost like a play. It was a commission that we worked on, and COVID, of course, canceled it. So COVID has been in the way. And I would like to also plug the Christina Cultural Arts Center stayed open during COVID. We worked hard and was able to develop some great work during that time when a lot of other groups closed down.
I'm very excited that you're returning to the Christina stage on April the 23rd. That's going to be great. I hope.
And this is a different event. We're going to do something different. So I know a lot of people come to our shows and they may see some of the songs. We've incorporated so many new pieces for this show in particular. So usually we have a show that's like a bang, right, for the year, where we're coming out with all of this new material and performing it for the first time. So this is going to tell another story about our rich musical history as African people. So we're going to go from funk to jazz to hip hop to blues. I mean, it's going to be an amalgamation of music. And I think people come ready to party and have fun. And we're doing it at 6 o'clock. So we're not doing it too late. So you can go I know some people are like, you know, it's too late. No, it's 6 o'clock, all ages. We like to do shows that are all ages because we don't want to deny our children an opportunity to see what we do. Right. So I'm really excited about it. We're rehearsing tonight. I'm really pumped up about it.
I also, Brandy, I want to talk about what you see coming ahead for Christina. We've been talking about some really great partnerships with Richard and with Del Shakes. What do you see ahead as the artistic director? What kind of things do you want to accomplish? What kind of things are in the works?
Sure. Well, first, when you have a heavy hitter like Richard Ross start off your performance season, you can't just decline.
Right.
Like you have to keep the momentum up and you have to keep going. So I mentioned, of course, that we are having our student recitals. The music and drama recital will be June 11th. Our dance recital will be back at the Grand.
Which is great.
Right. We're really, really excited to be back at the Grand. And again, tackle this topic of healing hearts through the arts. We plan to bring back our Soul of the City.
I love that event.
Yes, which was started a few years ago, that started as a block party and just a space where families, friends, and artists could come, have fun, get resources, do some shopping, and hear some live music performances. We're bringing that back. Has anyone ever heard of something called Carols in Color?
I love Carols in Color.
Oh, yes. We are bringing that back as well. We are also tentatively, now I'm giving you all the first scoop, not many people know this.
No, breaking news.
But we plan to bring some, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes, celebrity. We're looking at celebrity choreographers to come to Delaware and have a dance intensive with Delaware's own up and coming dance artists. I had just sent a request to a celebrity whose name I'm not going to mention, but in it, I mentioned how Delaware is oftentimes overlooked. I think a lot of times, a lot of Delaware artists get discouraged and feel like they have to go somewhere else in order to quote unquote make it.
Yeah.
When you have organizations like Christina Cultural Arts Center, like the Cultural Restoration Project, we show them that that's not true. You can stay here, be here, and grow here. So one big thing that I wanted to work on this year as far as programming is seeing who we could bring here through the doors of Christina Cultural Arts Center that will inspire are young people that will inspire our emerging artists and give them the push, the words of wisdom, the empowerment, or the encouragement to know that you should be proud of where you're at and be excited about where you can go.
I'm excited about Soul of the City. I'm excited about Carols in Color. I'm excited for Richard Raw, who also had an album out recently, right?
Yeah, so the new album is coming. It's called Orisha Soul. It's a different.
Oh, it's not out yet. Sorry.
Not out yet. We're working on it. But I will announce. I was the 2021 recipient of a grant from the Delaware Division of the Arts, and we worked hard in 2021. And they gave me an extension because, again, the COVID. We ran up against COVID. But I have a film. We actually did a film.
Oh, that's
great. Called Orisha Soul, and it's going to premiere with a very limited amount of tickets that will be available on May the 20th. And when I say film, I'm saying, you know, there's a possibility we're talking to Netflix. Nice. And a few others because it's quality. It's amazing. Most of the cast came. We had quite a few people who were here, but we had a lot of the cast that came from New York, Chicago. I mean, it's amazing. Orisha Soul, the short film, is an amazing body of work. And I believe this is my greatest work ever. This is the greatest work. This is I've never worked as hard as I did. I star in the film. I mean, it's an amazing body of work. I can't wait till you see the trailer. And it's going to be a major movement. May 20th, we have people coming from New Jersey, Philadelphia, Chicago. They're all coming to see this beautiful work that we worked on. So that will be at Theater N.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to see it. So I want to thank you, Richard, and thank you, Brandy. We are so fortunate to have the both of you here in Wilmington and in Delaware. You're listening to us on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Richard and Brandy, thank you so much for being with me today.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks for having us.